And good morning and welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center at 97.5 FM, KNMO. I'm Mike Carbett, and time to talk once again about some of the things that are happening at Nevada Regional Medical Center, and always to help us do that, from community relations and marketing and administrative assistant and foundation is Jennifer Eaton. And Jennifer, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Good. We have got, for a lot of people, a very familiar name joining us today.
We do, and hopefully several will recognize him as well, but NRMC is very pleased to announce that Dr. Colby Smith has joined our team, and we are happy to announce that he is officially here and clinic is open and ready to get rolling.
Awesome. That's awesome. And we're going to stretch that microphone out there for just a little bit so we'll hear Colby nice and loud there. But this is one of those programs where I get to feel old because I'm at that point in my age where I've got people whose games I covered when they played football, like Colby did for Nevada Tiger football and things like that. Now coming back to help out at Nevada Regional Medical Center and at the medical clinic. But Colby, welcome back, Dr. Smith. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
It's good to get reacquainted again. And for those who kind of lost track of you after your high school graduation here in Nevada, talk about your path education-wise and how it ultimately ended up back here in Nevada.
Sure. So I started out after high school. I went down to Missouri Southern. I spent 4 years down there, down in Joplin. And then I was lucky enough to actually go to the medical school there in Joplin as well. From there, I went, that medical school is Kansas City University in Joplin. From there, I went to Cox in Springfield for my residency training. So oddly enough, I've been able to become a full-fledged doctor in 417 area codes. Mm-hmm. So pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so from Cox, you came back basically to Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So let's talk about your office is going to be at Nevada Medical Clinic. So you're in the process. So I guess you are pretty much will have that set up now, right?
Yeah, I'm seeing patients Thursday afternoon today. That would be, I guess, on the 5th. Mm-hmm. Is today the 5th? Yeah.
Yeah. well, the airing will not be the 5th, but we're close.
so I'm starting to see him this afternoon, and Tuesday through Friday is my days in office.
So. All right. So basically, when this airs, you are open for business, and Jennifer is going to tell us how to get hold of you here in just a little bit. But let's talk about your patient care, what you're going to be dealing with in your office.
Mostly, I'll do chronic medical conditions, things that I see all the time, hypertension, diabetes, depression, anxiety, low back pain, kind of your run-of-the-mill, most common things for primary care. Mm-hmm. I can also do wellness exams. I love seeing kiddos. I can do well-child exams, sports physicals, pre-employment physicals, kind of you name it. I can figure it. I can almost figure anything out. So,
okay, very good. Well, obviously, obvious question is, when you're going through high school in Nevada and then looking forward to what you want to do in the future, how did that eventually turn to medicine?
So, when I started in my undergrad, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I think my first major was pre-physical therapy, and then I switched to nursing, and then I switched to being in the pre-medicine track. I always wanted to do something in healthcare. My sister is a nurse. My mother is also a nurse. Got lots of family in nursing. And they said, well, yeah, you ought to go into that. So from there, I just started figuring it out. And I always thought, well, small town, rural is kind of the setting I want to be in. And that's kind of how I fell into medicine, family medicine specifically. I went through my medical school, and we had rotations, clinicals, stuff like that, and I had a really good experience with my family medicine rotations there, and just kind of stuck with me. And then while I was in medical school, I came back over one of the summers, and I spent time with Dr. Jennifer Conley, and that really kind of drove me to being in Nevada specifically. I also had great experiences with Dr. Russell, Dr. Spangler, and obviously Dr. Conley. So everyone was so welcoming, supportive that it was just pretty good fit. Mm-hmm. And, coming back home, that's always something too.
Absolutely. And you had the experience in a larger city with Springfield, obviously. Mm-hmm. So do you notice a big difference between the two?
Yeah, between Springfield. Yeah, there's a huge difference. My hobbies are more, it's pretty well outdoors, fishing, mm-hmm. hunting. There's almost not a better place to be than Nevada for that, mm-hmm. Especially having farmland and all the lakes around here. So that was a big deal for me. And yeah, just kind of fits my lifestyle.
Very good. And of course, when this airs, the Chiefs season will have started, but yeah. Hopefully successfully, but
hey,
big follower there as well, right?
Yeah, fingers crossed. I usually try to go to at least one of the games every year. Mm-hmm. Got a tradition with my friend group that we always try to go see the Chiefs and Broncos at the very least.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Well, I can't let you go without, you know, especially with the success of Tiger football here recently. Well, your memories of Nevada Tiger football.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I actually had Coach Beachler as my high school football coach mm-hmm. back in,
the
oh my gosh.
Rant.
The first round. Yeah, yeah. So 2011.
That was 2011 and 12.
12, yeah. Yeah, that was my junior and senior year. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. And that was another thing really for coming back home is I want to be involved with the athletes. And I also wrestled, so that's mm-hmm. that's a big deal for me too. So I'll try to get involved with that as well. So,
well, very good. We will certainly welcome back to Nevada, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be happy to see you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I really am.
That's Dr. Colby Smith. And Jennifer, you can tell us how they can make an appointment.
Yeah, so
WD-40 that out.
So. Yes. So as mentioned, you know, Dr. Colby Smith, he's board certified family medicine, can see a variety of things. His clinic will be located at Nevada Medical Clinic. And so appointments can be made by calling the 417-667-6015. Obviously, most insurance plans are accepted. New patients, self-referrals welcome. He's looking to get busy, so.
Very good. Well, hopefully a lot of folks will go see him, especially as a Nevadian. And
yes.
We'll get him put to work and hopefully a long, successful career here in Nevada. So, Jennifer, you got a lot of other things going on. In fact, an event we talked about the last time you were here, you've got an update on that.
We do. So our upcoming community events, the Farmers Market is still going probably through the rest of September here, as long as those vendors have that fresh produce. That is Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 6 p.m. And they set up in that grassy lot just north of our primary care clinic there on Ash. Our next community blood drive is coming up. That will be on Thursday, September 25th. That is up in our mezzanine conference room, the big conference room upstairs from noon to 6 p.m. All of the blood that they do collect through Community Blood Center of the Ozarks does stay local and comes back to us. And so they can check out our Facebook page. They can go to Community Blood Center of the Ozarks website. And then they can make an appointment. They do accept walk-ins as well. You may just have a little longer wait to get in. So, you know, while those appointments are encouraged, they will take you if you come that day and just want to show up and give blood. So,
all right, very good. And then finally, tell us about the first bingo.
Yes. So the foundation's second big event of the year. You know, we have golf in May, and so we are coming up the end of this month for our designer purse bingo event. We are in our 10th year for that. That is a highly anticipated event among the ladies every year. We are essentially a sold-out event at this point. It is on Sunday, September 28th. However, we are still seeking a few purse sponsors and donors, and so I do have a few tickets set aside. If it's a purse value, not necessarily what you paid, but a purse value of over $300, they will get a complimentary ticket for that event. So I may have a few tickets we release here as we get a little bit closer for those on a wait list, but otherwise a sold out event, and it's always a fun afternoon.
Yeah, so it's nice to be able to sell out an event a couple weeks ahead of it.
It is, that's for sure.
And that certainly helps in the planning process.
Yes.
So appreciate it. Look forward to hearing how that goes here down the road. And again, Dr. Smith, welcome back, and look forward to talking to you. Look forward to seeing you at Logan Field on Friday nights.
Yep, I'll be there this Friday.
All right,
so
look forward to it. All right. Then Jennifer, thank you. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks.
That is Jennifer Eden, and again, Dr. Colby Smith joining us on today's Pride Report here on Double K Country. I'll be back again 2 weeks from today, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. Until then, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.